This week's parsha has one of the most perplexing stories in all of Tanakh. And I'm referring specifically to Perek Chaf Zayin in Sefer Bereishit, the story of, and open up your chumashim please, Chaf Zayin, to Yaakov and Rivka and Yitzchak and Esav. You've known this story since you're in kindergarten, and we have to ask the question, what is going on? I'm just reading through the psukim sort of in English, summarizing, follow along with me. Yitzchak is old, and he decides to call his oldest son Esav to give him a bracha. And he says, I'm getting old, I'm going to die soon. Pasuk Gimel, V'yata sana chilyecha telyecha v'kashtecha v'tzeya sadeh v'tzuda litzayid v'aseli matamim kasher ahavti v'yaviyeli v'yochela be'avur tvarechecha nafshi b'terem amut. Go get me some food and I'll give you a bracha before I die. And Pasuk Hey, Rivka hears this and she knows what's going to happen, and she calls over Yaakov, and she says that I heard that Esav, I'm in Pasuk Zion, was told to bring me food. And now, Chet, V'yatavni shma b'koli la'asher ani mitzava otach, listen to what I'm going to command you, Pasuk Tet, Lechna elatzon v'kachli misham shnei gdaya izim tovim, and I'm going to make food for them. And in Pasuk Yud, and then you, V'heveta le'avicha, you're going to bring it to your father. You're going to get the bracha, not your brother Esav. And you guys know all the story, but pay attention to the wording of the psukim. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Yaakov el Rivka imo, hein Esav achi ish sa'ir, v'anochi ish chalak, ula yemusheni avi, v'yahiti v'inav kintateya, v'heveti alai, klala v'lo bracha. I'm going to get caught. I'm not going to get a bracha, and he's smooth, and I'm smooth, and he's hairy. What's going to happen? Yud gimel v'atomer lo imo alai kilalatcha b'ni. Don't worry about it. But I'll do what I told you. And yud dalid v'yelech v'yikach v'yavel imo v'tas imo matamim kasher ahev aviv Yitzchak. I'm sorry, Yaakov does. You following along? Yeah. Yaakov does this. Tet vav. Rivka didn't forget the message, the fear that Yaakov expressed. Vatikach Rivka et bigdei Esav bena gadol hachamudot asher ita babayit vatalbeish et Yaakov bena katan. She dresses him. Ve'itorot gdayei ezim hilbisha al yadav al chalkatzavarav. And she gives him the food, Yud Zayin. And here we go. Pasuk Yud Chet, vayavo el aviv. Vayomer aviv, vayomer hineni miata bini. Wait a minute, something's not right. Who are you? Yitzchak is sensing something's not right. What do you mean, who are you? I only told one son to come and get me, and something's not right. Yotet vayomer Yaakov el aviv, and we all know the Rashi, Anochi Esav bechorecha, asiti kasher dibata elai kumna shva v'ochla mitzedi ba'avur tvarachani nafshi. It's me, Esav, eat and give me a bracha. And chaf vayomer Yitzchak el beno, mazeh miharta limtso beni, vayomer ki kra Hashem elokecha lefanai. Oops, a little slip up there. He says Hashem, he wasn't supposed to say Hashem. Esav normally would say Hashem. He slips out Hashem. Something's not right, let me feel you and see what's going to happen. End of chaf bet, vayomer hakol kol Yaakov, vayadayim yedei Esav. Something does not sound right. I can feel, yes, you do feel like Esav, but you don't sound like Esav. You sound like Yaakov. And he didn't realize because he was old and because he had Searot. And then Chaf Dal, he says, no, it's me. It really is me. Not to worry. And Chaf Hey, he eats. And Chaf Vav, he grabs him and he kisses him. And Chaf Zayin, Yaakov bows down. And he and Yitzchak smells the smell. And in Pasuk Chaf Chet. V'yitein lecha Elokim itala shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh brachot, and chav tet is brachot, and lamir v'yihi kasher kila Yitzchak levarechet Yaakov v'yihi ach yatzo yatza Yaakov meit p'nei Yitzchak aviv. Ve'esav achiv ba mitzedo. You could not have timed it better. 5 seconds later, and there will be a bloodbath in Yitzchak's tent, right? Esav comes in. What's going to he brought? He brings the food, and all of a sudden Yitzchak says, "Wait a minute, who are you?" Lamed Gimel Vayech. He said, "I'm Esav." Lamed Gimel Vayech. Erad Yitzchak charada gedola ad meod. And he says, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! Who was it? That was Yaakov. Gam Baruchi here." And Lamed Dalet till the end of the parak is Esav's reaction and his anger and threatening the life of Yaakov, and the rest of it, as we say, is history. We're going to have Vayetze, and we're going to have Vayishlach, where Yaakov has to be exiled from home because of this story. I think that the review was necessary, but I think that generally you knew the story, and we just have to ask the most basic of questions. What's going on? What is going on in the story? What is going on? Why do I... If Yitzchak gave a bracha to somebody that didn't deserve the bracha, does it mean anything? Does it have any value? Can I go into a gadol today and say my name is, Albert Einstein, give me a bracha for my physics knowledge? You're not Albert Einstein. No, give me a bracha. It's silly. And if he thinks I am Albert Einstein, so I get the bracha. What's going on? And the trick, the disguise, might be the worst trick in the history of the world. If this was supposed to be a prank, Lahavdil, I'm not trying to make light of it, but if this was supposed to be a prank, it would never get off the ground. If someone is trying to throw you a surprise party, this is the way not to do it. Because even if there was supposed to be a trick, what did Rivka think? A crude, hairy skin on his arms in 2.5 seconds, exactly what happened? It's going to be all found out. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of all this? Now, these are the more general questions. The more specific questions, I'll just go. So, for example, when Yitzchak calls Esav for the first bracha, he says, Vayikra, in the very beginning of the parak, the Torah says that Yitzchak, Vayikra et Esav beno hagadol. We know the family tree very well. We know who Esav is. Why would Yitzchak have to call him Bino Hagadol? And we also, this general food, there's a lot of food in this parak. Yitzchak asks for food, Esav goes prepares food, Rivka prepares food, Rivka gives the food to Yaakov, Yaakov has to give the food to Yitzchak, Yitzchak eats the food and only then gives a bracha. It doesn't seem... Most of us wouldn't act like that. Most of food, if you're hungry, you're hungry. And if you're hungry, you eat. But why did that make it into the Chumash? The Chumash, we budget our words so carefully. Hashem budgets his words, and all of us, I care about what he eats and how much he eats, and it has to precede the bracha. Okay. These are the general questions, which I'm sure you've all thought of. And I'd like to share an idea that has been said before me. I might be adding a couple of my own understandings, but in general, this idea is based on two people that I've seen, that they're separated by about 100, 120 years. One is Rav Hirsch, Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888. And afterwards, make sure you take a look at the words inside, they're gorgeous. And a very, very similar approach is said by a man who's alive today, Yibadel L'chaim Tovim V'arukim, a longtime friend of mine and former neighbor of mine, named Rabbi Yitzchak Twersky. Rabbi Yitzchak Twersky is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he's also written a sefer called Amita Shel Torah, and it's somewhere here. Does he teach? He teaches by you? He teaches by you, yeah? So he wrote a sefer called Amita Shel Torah, and it's somewhere there that I can't see, but it is definitely there. Oh, there it is, top left on the shelf up there. And he presents this idea. Any mistakes are mine, but primarily the ideas are his. Okay. You remember last week. You remember last week. Excuse me. Oh, no, thank you. I have. Thank you very much. You remember last week that we talked about Yitzchak and what made Yitzchak great. It didn't seem like Yitzchak was great. He was great, but he didn't seem like he was Hall of Fame great, that he was one of the Avot great. And what we suggested was that the greatness of Yitzchak is, number one, his unwavering and unfailing devotion and commitment to his father, and number two, a desire and a drive to concretize everything that his father did. The Chiddush, this is just a review from last week, the Chiddush of Avraham, the Chesed Shel Avraham, the completely, completely innovative idea of Avraham, one God? You're crazy. And a God who cares about every person and has the ability? Impossible. And Avraham slowly and slowly and slowly, through his chesed, through his personality, through his charisma, through and Sarah too, through their strength of character, through their incredible chesed and incredible role modeling, slowly, slowly began changing the world one person at a time. And we said last week, this is all review from last week, that Yitzchak, if he wanted to, I want my own name. It's very hard living in somebody else's shadow. I want my own legacy. I want to do my own thing, so I'm going to change it. And we all know stories like that. We all know, it's not just in sports, but it's in human life, in human interactions. We all like doing our own thing, having our own name. And Yitzchak's greatness was absolutely not that. His greatness was in Gevura, holding back. Remember all that, guys? Mm-hmm. Review. And so again, Yitzchak's greatness was an unwavering commitment to his father and an unwavering commitment to continuing that which his father began. If that's the case, if that is who Yitzchak is, then it would make perfect sense that Yitzchak would want to pass that along to the next generation. I want my successor to be Yitzchak Jr. I want my successor to follow Avraham's path and my path. Commitment to me. I don't mean me. Commitment to God, but commitment to whatever I said. Follow me. And primarily to follow God and to strengthen God's name in the world, his existence in the world, his abilities in the universe. Hayahu vevi Adon Olam Asher Malach Baterem Kol Yitzir Nivra Ribono Shel Olam. That's what I need to find in a successor. So he needed to find somebody who showed and expressed complete dedication to Yitzchak and everything Yitzchak felt and stood for, but also an ability to ensure the survival of Klal Yisrael. We've had two generations and two famines so far, and we've had lots of wars. We've had Avram had a lot of wars. Yitzchak wasn't involved in any wars, but he was involved in quarrels with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, and Gerar. He's had his troubles, and I need somebody who is going to be able to keep us alive, to keep this going. It's very, very, very nice to have an idea. But if that idea doesn't survive from one generation to the next, then what's the point of the idea? Right? We need to, so to speak, deliver that message in a way that will be listened to, but also in a way that it can itself survive. Says Rav Hirsch that those traits Yitzchak saw in Esav. According to this approach, Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav was. I know that Esav is no Yaakov. I know that Yaakov is Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. I know that Yaakov is so Emet and Emet and Emet. I know that. And Esav is not that. According to this idea, Esav wasn't tricking Yitzchak. Yitzchak knew exactly. As a matter of fact, I'll just say parenthetically, is an idea that I shared on the WhatsApp group about when Yaakov says to Rivka, "Ulai yemusheni avi." The word "ulai" means perhaps, but it means hopefully perhaps. Pen really means hopefully not perhaps, right? It's a bad thing. So for example, when Eliezer said to Avraham, maybe the woman is not going to want to go back with me, he doesn't say pen lo toveh. He says ulai, maybe, with his eyebrows raised, and hopefully, which led Chazal to say, Eliezer had a daughter who he wanted to marry Yitzchak, right? Because it was a hopeful thing. Yaakov also here says, hopefully he'll touch me, because Yaakov couldn't bear a life of falseness. So he says, I hope you'll touch me, right? That Yaakov was so pure. Yaakov was. He had to say ulai. You follow that? It's a nice idea. Anyway, so Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav was and exactly who Yaakov was. He was not putting down Yaakov. He knew that he was a tzaddik. He knew that he was a Talmud Chacham. He knew that he was devoted to God, and Yaakov is going to be needed. No question about it. He's going to be needed for the future of Klal Yisrael. But he's not going to be the head. He can't run the nation. He can't run the people. He can't. He's a yeshiva bacher. He's a yeshiva bacher. And we need that. But he can't run a country. He can't run a nation. He can't ensure our survival. He doesn't know the tricks of the trade, an emphasis on the word tricks. He doesn't know the tricks of the trade. Esav does. So if you go back to Perek Chafhei, if you go back to Perek Chafhei for a second, Perek Chafhei Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Vayigdalu Anearim. Excuse me. Vayigdalu Anearim. Vayehi Esav Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sadeh. Chavchet Vayehav Yitzchak Et Esav Ki Tzayid Befiv. According to this idea, it wasn't that he tricked Yitzchak, but Yitzchak loved Esav because of the Tzayid. What kind of person is Yitzchak that loves food? I'm going to like you if you get me a pastrami sandwich. I'm not going to like you if you don't. The answer is not a matter of liking or not liking. It's a matter of who is the best equipped to lead the future Jewish people. And that is why, when you now flip back to Chaf Zayin, Perek Chaf Zayin, and you skip to Pasuk Gimel, you had, back in Chaf Hei, he was an Ish Yodea Tzayid, and he was Esav Tzayid Befiv. Well, it makes sense that in Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, V'yata Sa'nachil Yecha Tel Yecha V'kashtecha V'tzeya Sadeh, sound familiar? V'tzuda Li Tzayid. I need you to get me, this is the bracha that I'm giving you. I am not tricking myself. I know you're not Moshe Rabbeinu. I know you're not the Lubavitcher Rebbe. You're Esav. But if I channel you properly, you're never going to learn Torah 27 hours a day. But you're going to be a great, strong Jewish leader who's going to ensure the survival of Bnei Yisrael, which is exactly what Yitzchak needed. That's who Yitzchak was. His whole essence was ensuring survival. And so he made sure that his successor would ensure the survival. When Yitzchak asked Esav to bring him food, this was a reassurance to Yitzchak, a demonstration by Esav that he was choosing the right successor. He was choosing the right successor because it showed that Esav possessed the two most important traits. A, I'm asking you to do something for me. Isn't that one of the two most important traits that Yitzchak had? Didn't Yitzchak do whatever his father said? Now you, Esav, do whatever I say. Number two, didn't Yitzchak care about the survival? Didn't he care about the survival of Bnei Yisrael, so to speak? Now I need you to go get food. It'll remind me that you are the food gatherer. You can take care of us physically. Listen, you're going to have to listen to Yaakov. Yaakov's going to be an advisor. And you know, by the way, if I could fast forward thousands of years, you know that in the Jewish people we had an Av Beit Din. an Av Beit Din, the Talmud Chacham in the area, in the city, or the country. But we also had a Nasi. A Nasi is someone who made sure and who took care of the physical connection and communication among the Jews and among the Jews and outward. Well, that's all we're having here. We're going to have an Av Beit Din and a Nasi. You, Yaakov, you're going to be the Talmud Chacham. We need you. The Torah is the Iker. But he made Kemachin Torah. If we're going to be dead in 6 months, then there's no Yaakov or no Esav. Yaakov, you're in charge. Yaakov, you're the Talmud Chacham. You're not in charge. Okay. So we said that Yitzchak had these two traits. He listened to his father, and he also ensured his father's idea continued. Therefore, he thought Esav was the one who could do both of those, and he asked for food. He asked for food to show that he can do that. However, we know that the episode way back in the beginning of the Parsha, in Perek Chaf Hei, we know that the selling of the Bechorah from Esav to Yaakov showed us two things. It showed us who Esav really was, and it also showed us who Yaakov really was. If you go back, take a look in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Daled. V'Yaakov natan le'Esav lechem unezid adashim v'yochal v'yesht v'yakam v'yelach v'yivez Esav et ha-bechorah. Can I just take a tangent for 60 seconds? 60 seconds is, why does it say v'yizev Esav et ha-bechorah after it was already sold? What does v'yivez mean? He degraded it. Sometimes when we do something impetuously, we regret it a minute later or an hour later or 2 hours later. So Esav is hungry, he wasn't thinking straight, he sells his Bechorah. He could have, 30 minutes later, could have said, oy vey, what did I do? The Bechorah is so important to me. No. Even afterwards, Vayivez Esav et ha-Bechorah, he still didn't care. Esav didn't care about the Bechorah whatsoever. Good. But the sale of the Bechorah tells us that who Esav really was. But it also showed us who Yaakov really was. Number one, in that story in the beginning of the Parsha, who was about to die? Yaakov? It was Esav. Who saved Esav's life? Yaakov. It was Yaakov who's not just a yeshiva bacher. Yaakov knows exactly how to provide food. Not only that, he also knows a thing or two about the world. He knows who Esav is. He's not wrapped up in his ivory tower. He is connected exactly to the real Esav, and he knew he had to take away the Bechorah from him. Okay. So, that's what Esav, who Esav is. That's who Yitzchak thought Esav was. And by the way, that's who Yitzchak thought Esav was, and that was a fine idea. But he didn't know what happened in the beginning of the Parsha. And so Yitzchak has a plan. I love Yaakov, Talmud Chacham, Torah Jew. But Esav will be a Torah Jew also, but he's going to ensure our survival. Yaakov, with Rivka's help, gets the bracha. He gets the bracha, he gets the mantle of leadership. Why? Because he does exactly what Yitzchak is looking for. Go now to Pasuk Yud Tet in Perek Chaf Zayin. Vayomer Yaakov el Aviv, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, four words. Asiti kasher dibarta elai. That's number one. That's exactly what we said. We said exactly that one of the things that Yitzchak was for Avraham and Yitzchak wanted in a successor was listening to me. Yaakov says, I did what you told me. Yaakov also says something else. Same pasuk. Kum na shiva v'ochla mitzedi. I know how to prepare food. I know how to ensure the survival of Klal Yisrael. I know how I can make sure I can learn Torah, but I also know how to take care and to make sure the message sticks. And as a matter of fact, Yaakov adds one more piece that Esav couldn't add. And that is in Pasuk Chaf. Vayomer Yitzchak el beno mazeh mihartalim tzo beni vayomer ki hikra Hashem elokecha lefanai. That was no mistake. It was no slip of the tongue. It was no accidental oops, Baruch Hashem. It was Yaakov saying, I can do what you asked me. I can take care of the Bnei Yisrael, and I can do it Birtzon Hashem. I can do it Birtzon Hashem. I can do it using Hashem. It's not just another country. We're not just another people. We are a people that follows Hashem. I can do it. I can do everything you asked, plus bringing Hashem into the mix, Torah into the mix, Halacha into the mix, Ritzon Hashem into the mix, Tefillah into the mix. And Yitzchak understands both messages. He understands all these messages. He says, Hakol Kol Yaakov V'hayadayim Yidei Esav. Yitzchak is no fool, God forbid. You are what I need. You are what I need. I need a kol that is a kol shel Yaakov. Hakol kol Yaakov. And I need someone who is a kol of Yaakov that has the Adayim Yidei Esav. That's exactly who I need. You're right. And that is why Yitzchak gives the bracha to Yaakov. The whole idea of this trick, it's a first grade trick. Unless the whole point was showing Yitzchak, I know how to trick. I know how to trick. You think I don't know how to be wily? You think I don't know how to live in the world? And this goes back, way back to the beginning of the Parsha, when we say, Yaakov ish tam yoshev o'alim. Of all the stories, of all the personalities in Tanakh, you're going to tell me that Yaakov is a tam? He's the one that does this trick. He's the one that has a whole thing next Parsha with Lavan. He knows how to wheel and deal with Paro at the end of Sefer Bereishit. He is the most not Tam. And the answer is no. He's an Ish Tam. I didn't say he's Tam. I said he's an Ish Tam. The word Ish always means a mastery over something else. Hashem is an Ish Milchama. He's a person. He's not a person. He's a master of war. Yaakov is a master over his own tmimut. He knows how, when it's important to be tam, and that's when you're dealing with regular people, you have to be emesdik, you have to be what you think in your heart, you say with your mouth. That's the way you're supposed to do tocho kibaro. Once in a while, when you're dealing with an Esav, when you're dealing with a Lavan, when you're dealing with a Paro, when you're dealing with Shechem, you have to know, or else you're going to die. And I'm not about to let my people die. So I can be a Yaakov, Hakol Kol Yaakov, and Yadayim Yidei Esav. Yitzchak understands that, and Yitzchak sees that Yitzchak's job will continue absolutely with Yaakov. And it was Yitzchak who started this process all the way at the Akedah, and that is why when he smells the smell, Rashi tells us that he smelled the smell of Gan Eden, but the Medrash says that he smelled the smell of Akedah Yitzchak. What I did when I gave myself up to you, Avraham, for Hashem, I can smell that on my son now. Akedat Yitzchak continues all the way down to Yaakov. And that is exactly what happens when Yitzchak finds out. In Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gedola ad ma'od, Vayomer mi efo hu hatzad tzayid. His whole thinking for the last 4 decades out the window. Who was the one who hatzad tzayid? That's what I want. I need survivability. Who was it? Had to have been Yaakov. And Yitzchak explains this mistake to Esav. Take a look in Perek Chavzayin Pasuk Lamed. Hey, Vayomer ba achicha bimirma vayikach birchatecha. that pasuk does not make sense, it seemingly. Your brother came with trickery, and he took your bracha, and therefore, what? Therefore it's all off? No, that's why he got the bracha. He could trick me. He tricked me. And I need to have someone who is street smart. I need to have someone who is going to take care of my people. And when you're dealing with an Esav, you have to know how to trick. You have to know how to work a little bit. Yitzchak, Yaakov did it. It is a look up in other Mefarshim, how you could lie and all that. It's not lying. This was the truth for Yaakov and the truth for Rivka, and now the truth for Yitzchak as well. The mistake that Yitzchak understands or realizes is reflected in the brachot that the two brothers get. It's reflected in the two brachot that they get. Take a look in Chaf Zayin again, Pasuk Chaf Chet. Yaakov's bracha, again, according to this, when he knew it was Yaakov, V'yitein lecha ha'elokim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh ya'avducha amin amin chav zayin now chav tet v'yishtachavu lecha le'umim have a gvir li'achecha v'yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha o'rerecha arur u'mevarecha chabaruch. Whereas when Esav says, give me some bracha, chav zayin lamed tet, Vaya'an lametet, Vaya'an Yitzchak Avi, Vayomer Elav, Hine Mishmanei Ha'aretz Yihye Moshevecha, Umital HaShamayim Me'al, Ve'al Charbecha Tichye, Ve'al Betachicha Ta'avod, Vaya, Kasher Tarid, Ufarakta Ulo Me'al Tzavarecha. You're going to live by your sword, and you're going to have to serve your brother, but when you have too many complaints and too many problems, you will be able to throw off the yoke, his yoke from your neck. There are many similarities between these two brachot. They both have the bracha of physical bracha and heavenly brachot, but the order is different. Yaakov's bracha is mital hashamayim umishmanei haaretz, from heaven downward. That's what I want. I need physical brachot, but now that I know that you're a Yaakov, they're going to start in the heaven. Whereas Esav is Mishmanei Haaretz Yiyem Oshavecha Umital HaShamayim Me'al. It starts below and goes up. I know who you are, Esav, and I'm hoping you'll be able to follow Yaakov because you're not going to be the leader anymore. Yaakov also has V'yitein Lecha Elokim. Esav doesn't have that. So here we have no longer two aspects that Yitzchak wanted, but a third one is added. We said we have following our forefathers that Yitzchak had with Avraham, Yaakov has with Yitzchak, we thought Esav did. Number two was ensuring the survivability of the idea and of the religion and of the faith and in the belief in God. Yitzchak had it with Avraham, we thought Esav had it with Yitzchak, but really Yaakov does. And this third piece that Esav did not have, and that is bringing God into the mix. You can do both. You are able to achieve both. That's Rav Hirsch. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Twersky, as I understand it, and if I'm able to present it properly. It is a powerful, powerful idea. And it's a message, I think, that places in Pshat, places Yitzchak as being very well-intentioned, and yet not fully understanding who Esav, who he was, but who he really was, and even more than that, who Yaakov really was. I will end with an idea that they don't say, but Rav Kook says. Rav Kook says, as now that we've got this Yaakov, we've gone from Avraham, and we've gone to Yitzchak, and we've gone to Yaakov. Now that we have Yaakov and the rest of the Torah, certainly the rest of Bereishit is about Yaakov and Bnei Yaakov, and the rest of the Torah is about Bnei Israel. And I want to share with you an idea that Rav Kook says. It's written in a sefer by his student, by his students. The sefer is called Mipninei HaReaya, and Reaya stands for Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen, Kook. And it's really related now that we know who Yaakov is, it's related to what now his job is going to be. The Gemara tells us, with this I'm going to end. The Gemara tells us that Avraham viewed God, the mashal that Avraham used was a mountain. His avoda was on the mountain, Akedat Yitzchak, v'har Hashem yera'eh. The Gemara continues and says that Yitzchak's understanding of God was like a field. That's the end of last week's parsha. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot arev. Yitzchak davened to Hashem in the field. And we're not going to do this now, but you'll see in the upcoming parshiot that we always talk about Beit Yaakov, Ein Zeh Ki'im Beit Elohim, the beginning of next week's parsha. He viewed God as a house. The Gemara, that's it. Avraham viewed Hashem as a mountain. Yitzchak viewed God as a field, so to speak, and Yaakov as a mountain, as a house. And what does that mean, and how does that relate now to the job that Yitzchak is now giving Yaakov? And Yaakov is going to be a father many, many times, very soon. What does that mean that he viewed God as a house? Said Rav Kook, you have to look at those three entities, and this is what each was needed in their own time. First, we have Avraham viewed God as a mountain. A mountain, number one, is visible to everybody, and it is owned by nobody. Avraham he taught Torah, he taught about God's existence to everybody. Everybody. He was the mountain, and he showed God as the mountain. Everybody has a connection to God. Everybody can get to God. Yitzchak viewed God as a field. A field is not seen by everybody, but it is public, and a lot of people can have access, but it still belongs to you. Should I say that again? It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It's yours. But many people can have access to it. That's the same thing as a mountain. Many people can have access. And that is the way, says Rav Kook, Yitzchak saw God. He's continuing Avraham, sharing God to the world, but he's beginning to close ranks. Yitzchak never leaves Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak, again, only follows in Avraham's footsteps. We do not hear about Yitzchak teaching people like Avraham did. We do not hear v'eta nefesh asher asu b'charan about Yitzchak. We only hear that about Avraham, exactly. So it is public, it is sharing, but it's becoming closer, close in more. And then we have Yaakov. Beit Yaakov. Now that Yaakov is the merging, the emet of Yaakov is the merging of the chesed of Avraham. Chesed is for everyone. Yitzchak was the gevura. Yaakov now. And it's beginning now, and it's beginning next parsha also. Yaakov is beginning to build B'nai Yisrael. It is the people of B'nai Yisrael. It is a home. It is mine, and nobody's allowed in unless I say so. And that's the way Yaakov viewed God and the way Yaakov viewed his role in the world. If Yaakov is the strong one, he's able to keep people out, he's able to bring people in, he's able to ensure our survivability, a house. You can't survive on a mountain, and you can't survive on a field. You could survive in a house. Yaakov now is that person in charge of survival, but he's not only in charge of physical survival, which is what a house does, he's also in charge of the spiritual survival. And that's where, and people stay home, and people stay in, and people stay enclosed. It's time. When it's time to go out, you go out. When it's time to invite people in, you invite people in. But you control that. And so Yaakov was able to control, as I said, and ensure the physical survival, and also the spiritual survival. There's a lot to take in. It's a beautiful message, I think. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoche to follow in Yaakov Avinu's footsteps, and not only making sure that we survive physically, but let's make sure that we and our families and all in Klal Yisrael survive spiritually as well.